بالوتی دوستیه ده پسج دیواره.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden said a U.S. Special Forces counterterrorism raid in northwest Syria Thursday targeted one of the world's most wanted terrorists. Mr. Biden thanked the armed forces for their skill and bravery as the U.S. took out ISIS leader Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qureshi.
Our team is still compiling the report, but we do know that as our troops approach to capture the terrorist, in a final act of desperate cowardice, he, with no regard to the lives of his own family or others in the building, he chose to blow himself up, not just to the vest, but to blow up that third floor, rather than face justice for the crimes he has committed.
Mr. Biden said all Americans returned safely from the operation. The president said al-Qureshi took over as leader of ISIS in 2019 after the United States counterterrorism operation killed former leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. The operation came as IS has been trying for resurgence with a series of attacks in the region, including a 10-day assault late last month to seize a prison. Directly after the news conference, President Biden left for the U.S. city of New York, to talk about expanding the crackdown on untraceable guns. Mr. Biden will announce new initiatives during the trip, where he'll also showcase his plan on working with state and local law enforcement to get guns and repeat shooters off the streets. The administration wants to focus on firearms trafficking along the so-called Iron Pipeline of the East Coast. The effort comes as police departments across the country fight surging gun violence that's left a trail of bloodshed already this year. For more on these stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. intelligence officials believe Russia has formed a plan to fabricate a pretext for an invasion of Ukraine, potentially by producing propaganda videos showing a staged attack, according to a senior Biden administration official. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said joint military exercises between Russia and Belarus near the border with Ukraine represent a clear, quote, escalatory, not a de-escalatory action, end quote. Psaki told reporters Thursday that the exercises and the potential for Russia to expand its presence up to 30,000 soldiers near Belarus's border with Ukraine are a factor, quote, in the assessment into how to support and work with our NATO partners in the region, end quote. Special envoys from Turkey and Armenia will hold a second round of talks February 24th in Vienna to normalize ties after decades of animosity, this according to the Turkish Foreign Ministry. Last month, Turkey and Armenia held what both hailed as, quote, positive and constructive, end quote, talks in Moscow, the first in more than a decade, raising hopes that diplomatic relations can be established and their land border shut since 1993 reopened. The talks in Moscow were the first attempt to restore links since a 2009 peace accord that was never ratified. The European Union is working on a joint response to the letter which many of its member countries received from Russia earlier this week, asking for security guarantees. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said Thursday she told reporters on a visit in Helsinki that Russia is challenging the European security architecture. Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz signed a memorandum of understanding with his Bahraini counterpart in the capital of Manama Thursday after the two nations normalized ties in 2020. Gantz called the agreement, quote, a new high point, end quote, in the country's relationship that will help protect other countries in the region. The European Union's medicines regulator said Thursday it would soon rule on an application to approve Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 booster shots for teens ages 16 and 17, with younger ages expected to follow. Sweden said Thursday it would lift most of its coronavirus restrictions February 9th as the pandemic enters a whole new phase with the highly contagious but milder Omicron variant. The owner of American football team, the Miami Dolphins, has hit back at accusations made by former head coach Brian Flores in a lawsuit, branding the allegations as false, malicious, and defamatory. Flores is suing the NFL in a class action lawsuit accusing the league of racist hiring practices. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.